skinny and bony, and so hungry that he ate his hat and called the feather macaroni. Underneath the chestnut tree, he and the blacksmith would sip their tea. Then he'd bring out his xylophone all down. That's how he went to town. Yankee Doodle tried to leave one day, took his belongings and mounted his saddle. But he never started on his way. He didn't have a pony and